WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Their report on the inhumane treatment of Chinese orphans has been criticized by a number of international adoption agencies. They say while there are problems in Chinese public orphanages, it's difficult to accept the report's conclusion that the Chinese government condones or endorses a policy of suffering and neglect. Janice Nielsen is executive director of the World Association for Children and Parents, an adoption agency which has been working in various countries around the world for the last two decades. She's visited a number of Chinese orphanages in the last 5 years for her agencies. I asked her to tell us about the conditions she has observed in China.
I have been openly allowed into the institutions and have viewed conditions which to me are very similar to conditions I've seen in developing countries around the world. They are not, of course, conditions that are the standard that we expect in the Western world, but they must be viewed through the window of the developing country that China is. Children in institutional care, of course, do not have the kind of individual attention that they need. Fewer caregivers than what we would want for a child. There are institutions that in the early years particularly might have had heat that was lacking, paint that was peeling on the walls. But the people within these institutions are who I have come to know, and they are not the calloused bureaucrats described in this report. Caregivers of children, you know, Chinese people love children just like we do. And we've had many adoptive families now travel to China. And when those children leave, it is a tearful separation from caregivers who've come to know and love them. So my experience has been to see children who are in institutional care, as it is very similarly found all over the developing world.
How much money does China get for every international adoption?
The Chinese government requires the donation to an orphanage of $3,000. In cases of older and special needs and disabled kids, that is often waived.
And $3,000, I assume that's considered a lot of money in China,
It is a lot of money in China.
Is that enough to keep several children cared for over a year's time?
Well, we've watched since 1992 when the adoptions rose to a certain point. We've seen institutions change with those donations. Places that were cold now have adequate heat. Buildings where paint was peeling have now been painted. Caregivers have increased. So we've seen the results. It is a lot of money in China. But we've seen it go, and I've been happy to see the change in institutions as a result of those donations.
Are you concerned that this report is going to hurt your work, and as you say, your concern for finding the best care for children in orphanages in China?
I have been reassured by those in charge of adoption matters in China that the work is continuing and that those with whom we are working on our child welfare projects. So I know there is great concern across the United States and speculation, but I believe that the work is continuing.
You're going to China?
I am.
Are you going to take some of those concerns with you? Are you going to address anyone there, either at orphanages, institutions, or at the government level about whether these reports are true or not?
I am going to be bringing copies of the report and responses in the United States, which officials in the government are anxious to be able to read firsthand. And I expect that there will be candid discussions, as there have been from the beginning, not hiding problems with those who work directly over orphanage care, but talking about what are solutions. You know, it's easy to lay blame. It's a lot harder to roll up your sleeves and get to work and try to bring help to children.
Janice Nielsen is Executive Director of the World Association for Children and Parents. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen, and this is Fresh Air.